Hello and thank you for joining me again. This is Manu from Japanese with Manu, and you're listening to another episode. This time we talk about giving and receiving presents and how to celebrate Christmas in Japan. First of all, I want to tell you a funny story. Some days ago, I was baking cookies with some Japanese friends, and there are several neighbors around here, and I went outside because there was a strange noise, and that's not really important, but like there was the neighbor, and I got the idea to offer her some of the cookies. So we made these gingerbread cookies, gingerbretto, which is in Japanese. And when I went inside to give her the cookies, and I came back outside, she gave me this. Negi. Leek. Why? Like, why are you like, I haven't even given her the present though. Like, I haven't even given her the cookies yet. And she has already prepared something to return to me. That is what Japan is about. Giving something is great, but receiving something means that you have the feeling that you have to return something at least 3 times the worth that you have received. And in Japanese, that's called sanbai gaeshi. San means 3, bai means times. Gaeshi comes from kaesu, kaeshimasu, to return something, to give something back. Yeah. So the thing is, in Japan, I would even say, like, please think about if you really want to give somebody a present, because that could give, that could like turn the whole situation for the person receiving something into a cultural, or let's say like in a pressure situation, the feeling like this need to return something. So like when you know that somebody is like really like feels obliged to return something to you, you might think that maybe it's not a good idea to give them something all the time or frequently, because that gives, puts them into the pressure situation that they have to return something to you. It's a little strange, right? That because like I am the person who wants to give something to somebody else. I'm not doing it to receive something in return, but that's like some so really like ingrained in Japanese brains and Japanese like tradition and everything, like way of thinking. So that's like one thing maybe to think about before you give something to somebody. Because I also wanted to give something to a different person, to a different neighbor. And my husband was like, I'm not sure if that's a good idea, because like they will like give you something again in return. And it's like, you know, it's like harassing to them. And I don't really think it's like that bad, but like, keep that in mind in, you know, like if you ever like get into position to like give a Japanese person a present. I don't want to say like, don't do it, because they really, I mean, but just don't like understand that there might be a pressure, especially in Japan. If you're like outside Japan and you give a Japanese person something outside in your country, the pressure might not be as bad, because it's outside of Japan. And inside Japan, the rules are always there. I remember when we were living back in Austria, and my husband or whatever, like what kind of, don't remember what exactly it was, but we once in a while we met up with Japanese people, and like my husband was studying in Canada, so like he had quite experience to live abroad outside of Japan, also like in Austria back when we were living there. But whenever we met a Japanese person, I could see him change to this like traditional Japanese person, being this like feeling like he's back in Japan, he has to behave exactly like the Japanese have to behave when they're in Japan. So like, you know, anyway, so let's talk about Christmas in Japan. Let's talk about what happens there. Well, it's not necessarily a family event. I mean, if you have like small kids, then yes, then you celebrate it just basically similar, like in Western culture. You usually have a Christmas tree. Back in Austria, where I come from, we usually have like a real tree, like not a plastic version, which you can like throw away like then 2 weeks later. And then things are being collected in specific places. But unfortunately, here in Japan, you either have a plastic one, which we have this year because we got a cat, and I didn't really feel comfortable with having like a real tree and, you know, like the falling, the you know, the, how do you say it? The needles, right? That's not, yeah. Anyway, so we got the plastic tree. And, the funny thing is what the Japanese people do is, first of all, like, it's not a holiday. They're like the 20th, like until the previous emperor, the 23rd, December 23rd was a holiday because it was the birthday. So like every birthday, even if there is like a new emperor, their birthday is becoming a holiday, a national holiday, public holiday. But we have a new one, so that's not anymore the 33rd. It's like, I think in February, I don't remember exactly the day. But anyway. So, maybe you have already heard about that. They eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. The invention or like the idea behind was like a foreigners, you know, like craving the turkey, but there are no turkeys available. Like recently I heard that if you like order one like half a year before you're able maybe to get one, or you have to order online, get the frozen version, anything. But to get something similar, the foreigners are somehow like they got like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And apparently this idea took root, and now everybody basically in Japan gets all this fried chicken, either from Kentucky or from any other kind of like store or whatever. You have, of course, to like order them beforehand. You have to reserve them. Otherwise, you won't be able to get any. What else do they do? They also eat a Christmas tree. Not a Christmas tree. They eat a Christmas cake. I don't think they eat trees here. Anyway, so a traditional Japanese Christmas cake is a strawberry cake. And usually either order it or you make it yourself. And this year I decided to make one myself. So that's what you're going to do tomorrow on the 24th. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Of course, there is like gift receiving and gift giving. And if you've been watching anime, there's usually one of these Christmassy episodes where you usually see people go on dates. And people usually also, after the date, or which is maybe you could say like it's part of the date, you go to a love hotel. And these love hotels, I mean, like, they are nice. They're not like dirty or like they have really nice, like good quality. The bathtub is nice. You have like jacuzzi and you have a big TV. And once in a while, usually you also have like a karaoke function. So you can like sing karaoke. You have like the microphones there and also the karaoke machine and everything in the room. So you don't have to go anywhere. I mean, I could tell you all the stories and things that you can get in these love hotels. But like the reason is, the walls in Japan are thin. So like you can't really like, I mean, you know, everybody can hear what you do there. And if you're a little louder, then yeah, maybe not such a good idea. Yeah. So like the walls, like, can you hear that? Like that's the outside wall here. And it's like hollow, right? So unfortunately, the thing is in winter in Japan, it's cold. When I turn off the air conditioner, the Japanese people usually use air conditioner to heat the room. So like in summer they use it for cooling it down, and in winter they use it for heating it up. It's convenient, but yes, as soon as I switch it off, after, I don't know, like 5 or 10 minutes later, I feel already the cold creeping back in. So the Japanese people have all kinds of like tools and specific clothing, heating clothing. Like I have like heating pads inside. I even bought one. I have it downstairs right now, and a cat is lying on it. But I can connect it with a USB to my computer and get like heating. So I don't have like to heat up the whole room, but just like myself. It's really like very, very interesting. Like all these like gadgets and everything. It's if you ever have the chance to go, you can see some of them in the supermarket. You can see some of them in, of course, clothing stores or home centers or department stores, anything, like all kinds of things. Yeah. So, yeah, basically that's Christmas. But what's way more important is the New Year. the New Year is basically has the same importance as like Christmas, and maybe like for my home country, like Christmas and Easter, because you're a Catholic country and everything. But anyway, it's like the New Year is being celebrated on the 1st, the 2nd, and 3rd of January, and it's a family thing. So like the family comes and celebrates by eating all kinds of foods. It's like, it's a really specific kind of food that is being eaten. It's called osechi, and it's being prepared like already beforehand. Like it's, I think I'm gonna make a whole episode about Japanese New Year. Then it would be the next episode. So like I want you to know that the Japanese New Year is like super important, and that's like the thing around in like the most important thing during the year. And yeah, so that's that. Why I'm talking about that? Well, as I said, like, so that we've been talking about like giving and receiving presents. So there, like, the giving and receiving tradition in Japan is like really, really important. They even have like two gift-giving seasons throughout the year. One is in summer, which is called Ojugen, and the other one in winter is called Osebo. That's just basically right now, just before Christmas, basically. And the department stores, they have like a whole floor of things you can choose. You don't like buy the thing there, you just get a voucher, you buy it. You basically, you get just a piece of paper, you can see like all the plastic versions, and you can like choose which one you want. Then you get one of these small pieces of paper, and then you go to the cashier, and then you pay, and then you can just fill out a form where you want to have things sent that you just bought. You can get anything, basically, something to eat. You can buy expensive meat, fish, sausages, drinks, like alcoholic drinks, like sweets, beer, of course, osake, cookies, anything, basically, anything. It's basically centered on food, on edible, not edible, sorry. Anything that you can like eat and enjoy, usually in high quality. Yeah. So, you basically give these gifts to somebody who you feel like helped you during the year. That could be like a teacher you helped you like achieve, or like, you know, pass an exam, or a doctor that like helped you heal, like from, you know, recover from a disease or whatever, or like companies giving presents to their customers. And that happens twice a year, in summer and in winter. And like the thing is, like, you received, and like if you're like the receiving person getting these things, of course you have to show that your gratitude, because of course you have to say thank you. The thing is, like, if you have received something that you don't really like, you still have to say thank you, and then they're gonna ask you, oh, did you like? And of course you have to say, oh, it was great. And the thing is, next year you're gonna get the same thing again. Oh, poor you. Yeah. Then in New Year, because I said New Year is really super important, there is also a New Year's present that's called Otoshidama. Toshi means year, and dama comes from tama, that means like jewelry, or like how do you say, like it could also be like a ball or sphere. And Otoshidama basically is money. You get like an envelope, and And this present is not just given to anybody, but basically to children or people who don't work yet, who have not basically haven't become like adults yet. So my son is gonna get a present, and we have to give all like the children around, like my husband's sister's kids, we have to give presents to them, or my husband's uncle's kids, because they're not like they've just about to finish university, but just like after finishing university, you have like to enter society, basically. You have to be like become a working person, and from that period on you don't get any toshidama anymore, but before that you get it. So like you gotta have to prepare for every kid that is around you in your like relative, you know, around your relatives, you have to prepare otoshidama. And there is also something which is called lucky bag, you call it fukubukuro. So fuku means luck, and bukuro comes from fukuro, which is a bag. So it's a lucky bag. And these are bags that are being sold in the beginning of the new year, basically starting from the 2nd, because shops are usually closed on January 1st. Like, for a long, long time, shops were closed until the 3rd. But recently, the last 5 or 10 years, since then, like, shops are opening from the 2nd of January. And then, like, you can get all these lucky bags. And in these lucky bags, you don't really know what's in there. You're just being lucky. The thing is, what you receive is basically high quality. And if you were to buy it, like, with normal price, you would have to pay way more. But you just don't know what's in there. So maybe you get something which you don't really need. Yeah, so that's the lucky bags. And then people are really like aiming for these lucky bags. They're like standing in lines to be able to get one of these like really sought after lucky bags, right? Yeah. What else do I have here? Yeah, what are the words for Merry Christmas? That's in Japanese, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And usually it's abbreviated to Merry Kuri. And wishing you a good new year. There are two different ways to say that. One is before the new year, you're going to say Yoi o toshi o. Yoi means good. Toshi, the year again. O in front makes it sound more polite. And the o basically refers to that there's something else. Like half of the sentence is actually missing. It's like have a good year. So like the have is missing here. That's happens actually quite often that you just abbreviate things, you know, like konnichiwa is actually also like an abbreviation. I think I told you about that before. Anyway, so that's what you say before the new year. When the new year is there, then you say akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. So the ake, this kanji here, basically has the kanji, the left part is day and the right one is moon, or like day and sun, and the right part is moon. So if both moon and sun are shining, then it's bright. So this kanji means bright, but it actually also means to open the bright new year. And omedetou gozaimasu means congratulations. And then usually you add kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Kotoshi, this year, mo also yoroshiku, good. Onegai shimasu, I beg you. So I beg you to be good also this year. So let's be nice to each other again also this year. And this is being abbreviated again to akeome kotoyoro. So akeome from akemashite omedetou gozaimasu, and the kotoyoro is kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Japanese people love to abbreviate things. All right, so now to the main point. Let's talk about giving and receiving in the Japanese language. So first word we need to learn is ageru. That means to give. That's the dictionary form or base form, the form that you use for friends. The more polite version is agemasu. Agemasu. It's a mas form, that's why it ends with mas. You but usually use that if you want to sound more polite. You don't use it usually with friends. So let's talk about basic sentence structure in Japanese. I don't really know how much Japanese you already know, so just to be sure, give you like a really a brief introduction to Japanese language. So the thing is, the verb is at the end. So tabemasu means to eat. Watashi is I. The wa afterwards, watashi wa, the wa is topic marker. It marks the topic, saying this is the topic of the sentence. Watashi is the topic. It's about I, about me. Then we have sushi, which of course means sushi. The wo is another particle referring to the object. The object means that the verb is being done to this object. So tabemasu, eat. What is eaten? Sushi. And the topic is usually the subject. So who does something? I do something. What do? Tabemasu. What do I eat? Sushi. Wo is the object marker. Wa is the topic marker, subject marker. Let's not say subject, but let's go for topic marker because there's a difference. And the verb at the end, tabemasu. Watashi wa sushi wo 食べます。If you want to go really into detail and you're a complete beginner, then maybe it's a good idea to sign up either for my newsletter if you haven't done that already, or maybe even better, or maybe you can do both, sign up for my next Japanese challenge for beginners. It's like a 4-day online course with videos and live lessons with me. I'll post the link later in the comments. All right, so that's the base sentence structure in Japanese. Verb at the end. So we have already learned to give. Ageru wa agemasu, depending on how polite you want to sound. And if I want to say, I still have the German version here. Don't worry about that. So the sentence we want to say is, I give a present to mom. I give mom a present. However, when I ask one of my students how to say that in Japanese, they came up with the following sentence. 私はお母さんのプレゼントをあげます。Okay, so we have あげます. That's correct. To give. 私はin the beginning. So I'm the topic marker. I do the giving. 私は. Then we have a word お母さん, which means mom. Let's talk about the son in a few moments.And then you have no and presento. Presento means present, of course. And the no is another particle. The no basically shows belonging of. So, お母さんのプレゼント. The presento, the word after the no is the important thing. So we talk about the present.The お母さん, so the word in front of the no, gives more detailed information. What or whose present? お母さんのプレゼント. Mom's present. So the thing is, お母さんのプレゼント could mean that it's a present for mom because it belongs to mom. I give it her because I want to give it to her so that it belongs to her. But it could also mean that it's her present, and it belongs to her, but she gives it to somebody else. So, in order to really make that clear, so that you give it to mom, you need another particle, and that's ni. It marks the goal of an action. Where to? What's the goal? To where? Where to do I give? To whom do I give the present? To mom. And this to in this case is ni in Japanese. So I put the ni after mom. I give it to mom. お母さんに. So ni usually is marks the dative if you have studied, have done linguistics and know a little about these accusative and dative things. You don't usually do it in English, but for me as a German speaker or Italian or French or Spanish, you usually have to learn these words and need to know like the cases. Anyway, ni usually marks the goal. Particles are really, really important, and that's one of the things that like people struggle for quite some time. And my goal is really for you to understand and be able to distinguish all the different kinds of uses of particles, because that really gives you like, brings you, you know, to the next step of studying Japanese. And that's my goal. And if you're interested in then, you know, I would love to teach you, would love to help you sign up for one of my lessons, either group lessons or one-on-one lessons. All right, back to the sentence. So we had the wrong sentence, which was 私はお母さんのプレゼントをあげます。So I give my mom's present. How I want to say I give the present to my mom. So we use, instead of the no, we use the に. 私はお母さんにプレゼントをあげます。If that's really a lot, because like if you're a complete beginner, you have never heard anything about particles, don't fret.Completely fine. You can listen or you can watch this like as many times as you want. And as I said, if you really want to like start from zero, just sign up for my newsletter and sign up for my challenge. We're gonna start there in January to give you really like a rocket start into Japanese language. And it's for free. All right. So now that we talked about giving, let me just talk a little about the use of san. So we said oka-san, and maybe I've already heard that san means Mr., Miss., Mrs. or whatever, and it's polite. However, you don't use san. It depends if you speak to somebody or about somebody. So what I usually teach my students is do never use san for yourself. If you introduce yourself, or if I were to introduce myself, I would not say Ito-san desu. I would say Ito desu. I don't call myself Mr. or Mrs. or whatever. I don't add the san. But if I speak to my mother, I use oka-san with the honorific, because this is about being humble. And I, as a child, I am like in lower compared to her. Like the mom is higher in ranks compared to the child. You know, like this is like the way the Japanese society is built. And that's like also, of course, mirrored in the language use. However, you show respect to her. But if you talk about your mother to someone outside, then you use haha. That's the one without the honorifics. It's a honorifics because it's without the san. As you see, it's about you humble your own family members when talking to outside. You make them smaller, you make them lower, as low as yourself. And it's not about like their status. So it's like even if you're like your mom or your dad are like doctors or lawyers or whatever, it doesn't matter. If you talk about them to somebody else outside of your family, then you use the haha or the chichi. Chichi would be the version for your dad. All right, so that's like the thing. You talk to your mom, you say oka-san. You're humble because you're the kid. If you talk about your mom to somebody outside, then you are being polite to the others, but not to your mom, because your mom is like part of the family, part of you, basically. All right, so that's that. Agemasu, ageru, to give. And now we learn to receive. To receive in Japanese is morau. And morau is the dictionary form, the base form, so the form you use for friends and family. Moraimasu is the polite form if you want to sound polite. So if you want to say I receive a present, then you say, so moraimasu is at the end because it's the verb. Presento o moraimasu, I receive a present. Of course, you can say put in front. Watashi wa, about me, I'm the topic. I haven't really told you yet, but like you can omit the topic if it's clear about who you talk, like who is the topic of the sentence. Especially if it's I. If you keep saying watashi wa, watashi wa, watashi wa, you sound really impolite, because in Japan, it's not the one single person that is important, but the whole group. So saying also I makes you sound like selfish. So, I receive a present, watashi wa presento wo moraimasu. Remember, the wo is the object marker. The object is, in this sentence, the present. What do I receive? The present. Okay, so now if you want to say I receive a present or received a present from my mom, this one is too much here, then you will use the ni again. Remember, like oka-san ni agemasu, I gave it to mom. So like the goal of like, you know, like giving is mom, but the goal of receiving is not like I receive. I am already like, I am the active person, like I receive. So I cannot be the goal of the receiving. So like, it's actually the goal of giving. It's like the other way around, right? So if I say I give to mom, oka-san ni agemasu. But if I receive for mom, it's just like the other way around. And in this case, it's again the ni. Oka-san ni moraimashita. I got it from mom. It's a little strange, right? Like, because agemasu, like to, you give it to mom. And you cannot say I receive it to mom. But that's basically, if you were like to translate it word by word from Japanese to English, you would say like, I receive it to mom. But in English, it's from. So instead of I say to, I say from. But the meaning basically is here. Just like thinking about it, like I receive, I give. And the other person, like the third person in the context who either gives or receives the present, is marked by ni. If that's a little difficult to understand, you can also use the word kara, that means from. And from can be used either from a place or in terms of like time, like from 5 to 6 or from Tokyo to Kyoto is both kara. Yeah, and now we replace the ni with kara. 私はお母さんからプレゼントをもらいました。I received a present from my mom. Yes. So I could, of course, you also say like, haha. It depends. Like the difference is if I had like, haha here, then that definitely means I tell this story, I tell somebody else outside the family that I received a present from my mom. But in this context, it sounds more like I talk to my sister, maybe, or to my brother, other siblings, or whatever, or to other family members. Then okasan is completely fine. One more thing, and that's like really, really like strange to understand, but if you think about the Japanese culture and like gift giving in general, and passive and active, and as I said, like one person and the group, which one is more important? There is an extra verb just for the case when you want to say someone gives me. We have learned I receive, but I am in the active position there. I receive. I. Again, I have like to say I. But the kuremasu or the kureru, that's like, kureru is the base form, the dictionary form, kuremasu is the more polite masu form, already has like the me, the I inside. So if I use kureru or kuremasu, I don't have to say I. So gives me. So remember, ageru or agemasu means to give. So if I give something to somebody else or somebody gives something to somebody else, then it's agemasu. But if somebody gives something to me, then I use kureru. And I could say, of course, moraimasu. 私はもらいます. I receive. But in there, as I said, I am the active person. So if I use kureru, I am the passive person. And passively receiving is way better than actively receiving. Even if it's just like a small grammatical thing. But being active in giving is fine. Active in receiving, not good. Because, you know, like, it's always, of course, there is, like, the saying, like, it's better to give than receive. And that's also basically here. And as, you know, like, as I said before when I told you about the story that I gave something to somebody and they immediately returned something to me. As I said, like, you know, like, the giving is better. So use the word somebody gives me. All right, so the sentence. So, kureru and kuremasu. So instead of saying 私はお母さんにプレゼントをもらいました, so like I received a present by my mom, I would actually say my mom gave me a present. And then I don't never, if you say gave me, never say あげました. It's always くれました or くれます. So お母さんはプレゼントをくれました. My mom gave me a present. So actually, the 私に, like I'm the goal of the, you know, the kureru. I would not have to mention 私に, because kuremasu already has the meaning of give me or gave me in there. So I don't have to say it, and not constantly having to say 私 is good in Japanese culture. So I would say お母さんはプレゼントをくれました. And that's a completely fine sentence, and that's how you usually say if somebody gave something to you or if you've received the present. Of course, you once in a while you hear the moraimasu, but if you want to sound really polite and less self-centered, then you go with the kureru or kuremasu. Yes, that's the reason why we have like an extra verb for that. And I remember like learning about this, and I had, I don't know, like I think I had like 20 different kinds of like Japanese teachers teaching me Japanese over the years. And none of them was really like able to like explain it to me that I was able to understand. Like, what's the difference? Why do I have to use kureru? Why is it morau? What's the difference? Like, why? Now you know. It's pretty easy, right? If you understand. Like, first of all, like not only the language part, but also like the cultural background of that. And I have a small present for you too. This is my book, Reading Japanese for Beginners. You may have already heard about it. If not, then well, now it's your time. The thing is, you should already be able to read hiragana and katakana. There is like a romaji version, like in our alphabet written version available, but that's only as a PDF. So if you buy that one, you can get like the PDF if you're not like 100% sure about like hiragana katakana yet. But I would suggest you to be able to read hiragana and katakana before getting the book and then read it. So the important thing about this book, and there is a present, just to give me a second to like explain a little about the book, because I'm like super proud about this book. Of course, it's my baby. And so you like have for every, like there are like two stories in there, two Japanese stories. Both stories are set in Japan, and story one is like really for complete beginners. But still, you have all the hiragana, katakana, and kanji there. It's like a completely normal Japanese sentence. And next page, you have grammar explanations about just all these grammar points on the page before. And vocabulary list, all the vocabulary popping up in that sentence, in that page. You have the vocabulary list with the translation there. And you have like the whole translation of the text per page. And you can see like here is a CD sign. That means these things are available in as an audio file. So you can listen to, you can see here, like here in the beginning of the story, there are like two CD signs saying that there is like a slow version and a normal speed version. You can listen to them depending on your you know, like how comfortable you already are with understanding and listening to Japanese. And the same thing goes for the vocabulary list. So you can also listen to the vocabulary list. Yes. So the thing is, you don't have like to look up anything. Everything is in there. You don't know a word, just, you know, check it out. You're not 100% sure about the grammar point, just check it out. It's on the next page. And for your convenience, before the two stories, in front, there is a nice overview about all the basic Japanese grammar points you should know as a beginner. Sentence structure, how to use all the particles, question, past tense, negation, and then all the particles, because as I said, the particles are the most important thing, and also a small part about kanji. Yes, and story one, as I said, is really simple. The second story is a little more difficult. And if you have ever heard about JLPT, that's a Japanese language proficiency test, it's like four levels, and N5 is the lowest level. And reading Japanese for beginners is basically the first part on the way to N5. So it doesn't cover everything for N5, but it covers some of the most important parts from there. So, all right, so that's the story. And I would love you to get this book and study Japanese together with me. If you order it now until the middle of January, you also get a video file. So it's like not only reading it, but like just the same as if you were having a one-on-one lesson with me. I recorded like the whole story, and for every story you get like directly all my explanations. And like even like kanji explanations. Yes. Okay, so my present is I'm going to read the first story to you, like not the whole first. So let's go for maybe the first. I think the first page is fine, so that for you to like to get an idea about like how things work out. Okay, so it starts with, I'll just show you, like here you have, see, yes, you can see. So this is if you're watching the video. If you just listen to it, then you just, you know, listen to it. Hajimemashite, Takeda Kanna to iimasu. 16 歳です。今年の4月から高校1年生です。So basically that's the first page of the story. And now, I'm explaining you. So the first word was 初めまして. 初めまして is what you say when you meet somebody for the first time. 初め means the beginning. Or 初めて means to do something for the first time. For example, 初めての寿司 means your first sushi. Then we hear Takeda Kanna. That's her name. Takeda is a family name and Kanna is the first name. So the thing is, like in Japan, it's really important that the first name and the last name are nicely like au in Japanese. It's like fitting together. They're like, people even go like to fortune tellers to like check if like the name fits in terms of like fortune or whatever. I've never done it before, but like that's a thing people do. All right. And then to iimasu. Iimasu means to say. The to is another particle, and the to basically marks what is being said. So like, it's similar to French, like I call myself, you could say. So I call myself, or I say, or I'm being called, Takeda Kanna. 16歳 desu. So that's her age. 10 means 10, 6 means 6, and sai means years old. 10, 6, sai years old. And then you have the desu, which means to be. So I am 16 years old. 今年の4月から, 今年 means this year. 4月 means April. 4 means 4, 月 means month. 4 months, the 4th month. January, February, March, April, number 4. から, we learned already that one today. From, so from this, from April this year, 高校1年生です. 高校 means high school. 1年生, 1, 1. 年, year, 生, in this case means student. So, first year student from high school. So, from this April on, I am first year high school student. Yay! Alright, and important thing is like, the Japanese school year in Japan, the Japanese school year starts in April. Yes! And a primary school, 小学校, is 6 years. A middle school or a junior high school is 3 years. And high school is another 3 years. So 中学校 is the middle school and 高校, as we just said before, is high school. All right. Thanks for listening and for watching if you are watching this as a video. I wish you a really, 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 really merry, very merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. そして よいお年を. Have a good new year. And look forward to another episode. See you or hear you soon. Yours, Manu from Japanese with Manu. Thank you so much. Bye. またね.